الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أحد أصبر على أذى من الله يدعون له الولد ثم يعافيهم ويرزقهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, the previous week we were speaking about one of the ills of society and the remedy of that as well. And as we all know, that to live in peace and harmony as a community, there are many things that we have to do and many attributes that we have to inculcate within ourselves. One we said was that to bear the difficulty one will face in interacting with others and in staying as a community with others, because we all have different feelings, our sensitivity are different, our way we interact with each other will also be different. So for someone, one's interaction will be okay, for others it will not be okay. Somebody's sensitivity is severe and somebody else's sensitivity is less. One person's patience could be very strong and another person's patience could be very weak. So everybody's feelings and the interaction and the sensitivity can be all different. And because of the differences that we have within ourselves, there's always going to be clashes. There's always going to be sometimes resentment to the action that other people do. They may have done it by mistake, or may have done it without understanding the implications and without understanding the after effects of his actions, thinking that this is okay. So people have different understanding. And because of that, we will eventually will have ill feeling towards others. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look, this is a natural thing that will happen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created all human beings with one set of feelings. Everybody has different sets of feelings. And everybody has different needs. And because of the needs, because of how they are, because of what they have, their sensitivity can be greater than others, and their feeling can be sensitive more than others. So all these things will happen where, because of interacting, one may do something which the other may find it very hard to bear. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you need to have that patience. You need to have that patience. That is what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the person who intermingles with others and bears and perseveres and has patience with over their actions towards them, they are better than that person who doesn't intermingle with other people, who stays away from people, yet because of that they do not need to face those difficulties. That person, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be less status wise than that person who, because of intermingling with other people, has to bear their action towards them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate the status. And along with that, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look, تَحَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. We have to inculcate the akhlaq which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. The qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, we have to bring in within ourselves. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the majority of His creator, of His servants, are being disobedient to Him. Majority of His servants are associating other things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the Christians, and what do they say? Isa ibn Maryam, what is he? He's Ibn Allah. So Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, is what? The son of Allah. وقالت اليهود عزير بن الله. What the Yahud, what the Jews are saying? That Uzair is the son of Allah. And then you got the Hindus are associating so many things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you got the Buddhists, you got all these people, like the majority of the people. What are they doing? They are being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدْعُونَ لَهُ الْوَلَدْ. They are saying that he has sons. He has children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bearing all that. مَا أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرُ مَا أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرُ عَلَىٰ أَذًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. There is nobody more. There is nobody who has more patience than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the majority of His creation, those whom He had created, His subordinates, are all being disobedient. We have children. And imagine if all of them were to be disobedient to us. I have heard people say from their mouth, when the children have become so disobedient, that they say, I wish he dies. I wish he gets run over by a car. I have heard parents saying this, where the Prophet ﷺ said, you should not curse your children. They had enough. They don't want to know about the children. They have forsaken the family because of their children. They've kicked the children out, or they have left the house. Yeah, these are their children. The most closest. And these are the children whom they have unconditional love. Yet they cannot bear anymore. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created these people, who has more love than the mother has for his child, 70 times more, and they are being disobedient. Not just minute disobedience, The disobedience to the highest level in associating him with his creation. Associating Allah with his creation. Because everything apart from Allah is his creation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has declared in the Quran that I will never, that surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be able, or will never forgive, not be able, He can forgive, but He will not forgive a person who associates Him with one of His creation. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. But He can forgive everything else. A person fornicates all his life, He can forgive. A person has committed murder all his life, He can forgive. A person has committed adultery, He can forgive. A person has been a thief all his life, He can forgive. A person has been a gambler all his life, He can forgive. He can forgive every single sin that you can count on your fingers, but He will not forgive this sin. That is the greatest sin on this land. To associate one of his creation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Associating his makhluk with khaliq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot bear. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still looking after them. Is still feeding them, still giving sustenance. So much so that the kuffar, in many instances, have more than the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given them more. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ أَجْعَلْنَا لِمَن يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَظْهَارٌ من فدة ومعارج عليها يظهرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if it wasn't for the fear that the weak Muslim will become like the kuffar, ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن, that we would have given those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون, that I would have given them such houses, سقفا من فضة, that the roofs would have been made out of silver, and the stairs would have been made out of gold. I would have given them that much. But I know, being the creator, that the majority of my believers are weak. They would have seen that, oh, look how much they got, that I want to become like them as well. Once I was coming to witness with one of our a member of the congregation, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala gave him a nice car. At that time we were talking about 1986. That time he had an SLK, you know, the one that comes out and the roof goes into the boot. It was very rare at that time. So he came and he parked his car in front of the mosque and pressed his button, and the roof started to come up, going to the boot. And there was one person there, he had his sunglasses on. He took his sunglasses on, like, because, man, I need to pray to Allah as well. What does that mean? Because he prayed to Allah, he's got so much, so I need to pray as well. I'll get this as well then. So this shows how much love we hanker for dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weakness of his creation. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً أَجْعَلْنَا لِمَن يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ. So my dear respected brothers and elders, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of his his creation. Majority of his, not his creation, but majority of his servants are being disobedient. But what does he do? What does he do? He still looks after them. He still gives them sustenance. He still gives them food. And he does not take revenge on them. Yes, on the day of judgment, there will be justice. But in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take revenge. If he was to punish for every single thing, then the whole ummah would be destroyed. مَا مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَيْمَا قَصَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that of course the musibahs and the calamities that descend upon the ummah is due to their actions. But وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a lot. Again, he sends his musibahs as a blessing. How? It's to remind us. He sends the musibahs on small, but he reminds the majority, look what's happening. So if you don't come onto the right path, then this is nothing. This punishment that is happening is nothing compared to the punishment in the hereafter. The punishment in the hereafter is forever and ever. And the punishment in this world is for a very short time. This punishment will only last maximum to your death, which is not long. أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ, that the lifespan which I have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this ummah is between 60 and 70 years, compared to the hereafter is only 2.5 minutes. So the pain that you will have to endure in this world is only 2.5 minutes compared to the pain that you will have to endure in the hereafter, which is forever and ever. So wake up. Come. Realize your purpose of life. Realize what you are supposed to be doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He bears so much. فَتَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, that we should inculcate, we should bring about within ourselves the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Rahmah. And in this context we're talking about is about forgiving, having patience with others. That is the quality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and that we should try to inculcate that within ourselves. And if we have that, then my dear respected brothers and elders, then we can live as a community in peaceful and in harmony and in tranquility. Otherwise, my dear respected brothers and elders, there will be disunity, there will be our society will be dysfunctional, we will not be able to work, we may be in huge number, yet we will be weak. And this is what is happening. The Muslim Ummah are great in number, but we are weak because we are disunited. Today, we always hanker after dunya, and because of that, what do? In trying to acquire that, we forget the rights of others. We forget the rights of others. Whereas Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always emphasized that you should fulfill the rights of others. You should always fulfill the rights of others. And if we do that, then automatically all the rights of each other will be fulfilled. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us those features.